Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ever since arcade goers in the 1960s shot their first light gun at a screen, games and guns have gone hand in hand. But nowadays, not every in-game gun does exactly what you think it's going to do. So I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are 9 video game guns that don't kill. 9. Anti-BT handgun. Even for a Hideo Kojima game, Death Stranding is deeply, deeply weird. It's a game where babies in jars, antimatter ghosts, and medically inadvisable amounts of monster energy drink consumption all come together in what turns out to be a cross-country delivery man simulator. Naturally, that level of mind-boggling weirdness extends to the game's arsenal. The most efficient way of battling these aforementioned ghosts just so happens to be a gun that uses your own blood. The anti-BT handgun is one of Death Stranding's hematic weapons, and uses blood bags as ammunition. If that wasn't creepy enough, if you run out of bags, the gun leeches blood from the protagonist's body and fires that at the enemies instead. Crucially for this list, whilst the handgun exercises the already dead spirits wandering the world, the living remain completely unaffected by it. Well, about as unaffected as anyone who receives a faceful of Norman Reedus's blood would be. 8. Non-lethal Nova, SWAT 4. SWAT 4 is a commendably realistic take on what being an actual SWAT officer entails, which means you can't just storm into any situation guns blazing. You're actively encouraged to end situations with minimal loss of life, which is where the less lethal Nova comes in. Having said this is realistic, we all know what the American police are like with their guns, so let's move on. The less lethal Nova, a gun that shoots beanbags instead of bullets, may sound comedic, but in SWAT 4 it's a serious means of pacifying your target. There are no wacky sound effects or comedy animations to accompany its use. It's a legitimate tool for downing hostile criminals and is treated as such. This makes it a perfect representation of SWAT 4 as a whole. The less lethal Nova, despite it sounding like an anime signature move, is a serious weapon in a serious game. 7. Psychosis Gun, Perfect Dark. Guns don't kill people, people kill people. At least that's how the saying goes. But what if I were to raise you a gun that makes people kill people? Well, there's definitely a spirited philosophical debate to be had over the idea, but Perfect Dark's psychosis gun wisely focuses on simpler pleasures. Simple pleasures such as brainwashing a goon for hire and watching as they brutally murder their friends and colleagues at your behest. What a delightful game this is. Gaming heroes have questionable morality at the best of times, and the brainwashing, free will removing psychosis gun makes it impossible to feel like you're anything but the bad guy. So at this point, you might as well go all the way with it. Turn on unlimited ammo and go crazy. Abandon any sense of fair play and laugh heartily as your enemies now shoot each other down. And bear in mind, I'll give you bonus points for doing the above whilst swirling a glass of red wine and stroking a cat at the same time. 6. Grapnel Gun, Batman Arkham Knight. Now, the Batman mythos certainly is a flexible one, able to stretch from the campy excess of the 60s TV show to the gothic moodiness promised by the upcoming Robert Pattinson film, Batman is truly a hero for all seasons. And whilst Rocksteady's Arkham trilogy tended towards the latter extreme, its grapnel gun engendered the pure giddy joy of a child sitting down on Saturday morning to watch the Adam West take on the TV's wacky rogues gallery. The grapnel gun is just an utter delight to use. Launching the caped crusader across Gotham like a pellet from a slingshot, the grapnel facilitates one of the most enjoyable open-world travel systems ever created. Flinging Batman from rooftop to rooftop, gargoyle to gargoyle, it's just fun. It's a moment of pure escapist magic that never gets old, no matter how many times you do it. And God knows, amongst all the horror of the world and some of the other entries on this list, this is the kind of whimsy we all need. 5. M9. Metal Gear Solid 2. The M9 is, safe to say, a divisive weapon amongst the Metal Gear fanbase. A silenced tranquilizer pistol, the M9's detractors say that it makes the game too easy. And to be fair, they do have a point. With a little practice, most players will find themselves sending enemies to Dreamland with relative ease. However, it's this ease of use that makes the M9 such a potent addition to the Metal Gear canon. From the very first game, the Metal Gear Solid series has questioned the idea of killing being a necessary evil. Unfortunately, unless you were supernaturally skilled, completing a no-kill run on Metal Gear Solid 1 was nigh on impossible, which kind of muddied the message. With the M9, it became possible for gamers of all skill levels to become pacifists, enforcing the idea that heroes needn't necessarily be killers as well. It's definitely a worthy message, and it's a good medium to get it across with, just so long as we don't think about the series' attitude to women. Yeah, let's not talk about that one. 4. Medigun, Team Fortress 2. If I could have any of these weapons in real life, I'd probably choose this one, and that's because it has the ability to heal people, but also sometimes turn people absolutely invincible. The only weapon on this list designed to help its target rather than hinder them, Team Fortress 2's Medigun is a shining example of the eye-opening genius that made Valve the greatest developers in the world during the mid-noughties. By giving their medics a method of healing over a distance, Valve made this oft-unloved class a viable option for gamers of all skill levels. No matter your level of skill, any gamer can jump right into a game of Team Fortress 2 and start charging their allies' health at the click of a button. It's good to know that you're helping, and that moment of seeing your team's heavy absolutely mulch an enemy after you've just recharged and healed them, absolutely unmatched. 3. Sheepinator, Ratchet & Clank. The Ratchet & Clank games have always had some of the best weapons in video game history, from the disco fever-inducing Groovitron to the one-liner-spouting Mr. Zircon, and the Sheepinator comfortably nestles alongside them in the pantheon of great gaming weapons. Its creators clearly think so too, as seen by the fact that they built a TV spot around the Sheepinator to hype the 2016 Ratchet & Clank movie. The movie itself turned out to be just another brick in the wall of disappointing game movies, but that's beside the point, let's leave that in the past. The Sheepinator does exactly what the name implies, turning even the most towering titan of terror into a bewildered, braying beast. Wading into a battlefield full of soldiers, killers for hire, and robots, and reducing them all to a Sunday lunch never gets old, and exemplifies the oddball humour that makes Ratchet & Clank such a beloved series. Not only that, if you use the Groovitron on enemies after turning them into sheep, then they do a special little dance for you. And how could you not love that? 2. Evoker, Persona 3. This magic pistol is more than it appears to the naked eye. Point it to your head and you're not going to be blowing your brains out, but instead blowing all of your inner demons onto the battlefield. These demons are the titular personas of the franchise, physical manifestations of their owner's personality who fight alongside them in the game's dungeons. Their method of summoning differs from game to game, depending on the theme of the title. Persona 5, for example, had its character tear off face masks to summon their personas, symbolizing the game's core message of embracing your true self. Given that Persona 3's theme is Memento Mori, meaning remember you will die, you can see why Atlus chose to have its heroes repeatedly shoot themselves in the head to get the message across. Persona games are many things, but subtle has never necessarily been one of them. Of course, the true terror of the Evoker is that using one will cause one of gaming's greatest earworms to burrow its way into your skull. I don't need to play it to you. You know what I'm talking about. 1. Portal Gun, Portal. Harkening back to the Medigun entry, the top spot on this list is again taken by another Valve creation. And oh my god, does it deserve it. The portal gun is one of the greatest creations in all of video games. It's such a simple concept, executed beautifully in two of the best puzzle games ever made. Hell, for some people, you could even remove the puzzle from that superlative and just call it the best game. Valve played with the portal gun like virtuosos, using the basic concept of portal creation and constantly escalating it. And I can even mean this literally in the case of Portal 1's ladder puzzle and Portal 2's wild finale. The portal gun created so many good memories across the Portal duology that it fully deserves its lofty position in video game folklore. It was a triumph, we're making note here, a true success. If you've played the Portal games, you'll get that last sentence. If not, you're in for one hell of a treat when you finally do.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.